The rich must have as many mouths as the starving poor. So hand across your wages to those that need it more. Their fine clothes and their carriages do not come for free. So nobly do we help them out with our philanthropy. The banker cannot do real work, but that is not his fault. He has to sit inside all day with his money in a vault. His daughter goes to finishing school, so we all must pay, or else he'll be embarrassed when it comes to settlement day. The lawyer cannot saw a beam or build a house of bricks. He sits upon a stool all day, scheming legal tricks. His mistress must have rare perfume, so it's only right we fork out for his pleasure all through the night. The squire cannot plough a field or lead a team of horses. He's gambling on the stock exchange or betting on the courses. His wastrel sons are worse than he. They drink with floozies too. Now who are the chaps to pay for that? The likes of me and you. The tycoon cannot fish to sea. His yacht's not built for that. He often dines with royalty in his penthouse flat. His knighthood must have cost a lot of champagne and caviar. Now who are the lads to pay for that? We all are. The judge, he dines on tender lamb, but never tends the flock. His leisured life is sometimes spoilt by prisoners in the dock. Judgment looks like justice when it's wigged and gowned. So be grateful when you're taxed at only 5 bob in the pound. The rector's job is not so tough, he works for half a day. He gives a talk on Sunday to justify his pay. Your tithes, my boys, are wisely spent. They go to help the meek. So sing the praises of the Lord when you're starving half the week. The rich must have as many mouths as the starving poor. So hand across your wages to those that need it more. Their fine clothes and their carriages do not come for free. So nobly do we help them out with our philanthropy.